He will make darkness light, November 18th. His abiding presence. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, I will lead them in paths that they have not known, I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. The trials to which Christians are subjected in sorrow, adversity, and reproach, are the means appointed of God to separate the chaff from the wheat. Our pride, selfishness, evil passions, and love of worldly pleasure, must all be overcome. Therefore God sends us afflictions to test and prove us, and show us that these evils exist in our characters. We must overcome through His strength and grace, that we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Afflictions, crosses, temptations, adversity, and our very trials are God's workmen to refine us, sanctify us, and fit us for the heavenly garner. Oh, why are we so sensitive to trial and reproach, to shame and suffering, when our Lord has given us such an example? Who would wish to enter into the joy of their Lord while they were unwilling to partake of His sufferings? What? The servant unwilling to bear the humility and shame and reproach which the Master bore unselfishly for him. The servant shrinking from a life of humility and sacrifice which is for his own eternal happiness, by which he may finally obtain an exceedingly great and eternal reward. The language of my heart is, let me be a partaker with Christ of His sufferings, that I may finally share with Him the glory. Be not moved from your steadfastness by the jeers and scoffs of those whose minds are given to vanity. Follow your Savior through evil as well as good report.